we have to ask Matty to shout down the mic what he's been shouting all tournament. Begins with V and ends in Amos or Vamos.
Vamos.
Give us no. We need more than that. You've just
won the. Vamos!
Hooray!
Hello.
Welcome.
I'm very, very happy. Bunch of guys. Tex, Matty, welcome.
Thank you.
Take a seat. Join us.
Welcome to EAFC Pro Full Chemistry. Delighted to have you boys on the podcast today. I know you're still probably slightly shaky from all the adrenaline of winning E-Premier League. But can you handle some questions today?
Of course.
I feel like it's a good time to speak to you. I'm very happy. Let's start with obviously the most important thing, how are you both feeling? Matty, you've conquered like pretty much all of Europe, I'm going to say now.
Yeah.
How does it feel?
I feel obviously really, really happy. We won the most important tournament in the season. We qualified for the Champions League and World Cup, so I feel really, really happy.
Happy to be playing with Tex as well?
Yeah, he take 1-0 in the final and he's incredible.
How many times have you won this now?
I want you to look
into that camera and tell them how many times you've won it.
Let's not make it cringy. I've won it twice. Let's move on.
We can make it less cringy because how many years was it between you winning it?
Too many. Five? Four? I don't know.
Did that play on your mind for a lot of it? Like the time that you...
Not winning E-Prem, just not winning tournaments. I haven't won for a while. And obviously when I first started, I won quite a lot. So now I haven't won for a while. I was like, am I never going to win again? Especially when he started missing chances and we couldn't score. I was thinking, I'm ready to hand in retirement on the spot. But we won, so yeah.
That final, we'll come to that final in a minute. But both of you took a bit of a risk coming to Manchester City, obviously. First thing, Matty, joining Man City, how much have they helped you on this journey?
No, it's an incredible team. We help a lot with psychology, with manager, coaching, staff. So it's incredible play with Man City.
And Tex as well. Obviously, a lot was talked about. It was a massive signing for both of you, of course. A huge statement. You signed and you were playing with him. How's it been at Man City so far for you?
Nah, it's been brilliant. They've got everything in place for us to win. And they all want you to win. Like, everyone at City wants you to win. So that helps a lot because you feel like you're getting motivated by everyone. And obviously having Matty as a teammate, that's helped me win as well. So just.
Do you normally run around the studio when you win?
I mean, you've been to a few tournaments now and I've never run around the studio, but how intense that game was, I just had to do something. So
I feel like it's been like a bit of a mad journey for you, like in the sense of, because you've had a few years without winning something, you've had a lot of people maybe speaking and doubting you and stuff like that. It's taken a lot. And I know like how much, I know exactly how much like your mum supports you and stuff like that, your family and your friends around you. But I feel like it's a weight lift off your shoulder now, right?
Yeah, especially this year, because I know in myself this year, I'm actually very good at the game. And in the previous years, I've been good, but I don't think I've been the best. Like on 22, you were way better than me. On 23, there's other players better than me. But this year, I felt like I've played well and let myself down a little bit at Pro Open because I had one bad week and it chalked me. So... And there's not many opportunities to win a tournament this year. So I was like, this is the one I need to win.
Pro Open was weird, wasn't it? For both of you, really, as well. How did you feel about the FC Pro Open?
I think it's the destiny, you know? It's like, first week was terrible. And now we take the Premier League and the spot in World Championship. So I think it's the destiny for me. And I don't know, in Pro Open, the first week, 0 points. Was terrible, and in the second week, for example, in the first match against Facu, I think I played really well, but he scored in kickoff, and after that, I need to put constant pressure, so it's so difficult after first week.
So what's interesting to me, Bonanno, is how FC Pro saw you in a group of South American players, but you come here and you're playing against very different players and you absolutely dominated the group stage, the strongest player there and arguably the strongest player here tonight as well in the finals. Why do you think you are able to beat these British players?
I think in the Pro Open, I played with South America group and it's different, you know. The South America group, the players control the match. So it's more difficult maybe for me because he had maybe, I don't know, 60 possession. So you have a less chance. And for example, in Mini Prem, all the players are playing so fast. So it's different. I prefer playing against Premier League players.
Let's start with the quarterfinals today then. So what was your reaction, Tex, knowing that you were going to play against Spurs in the first game? Because you had a lot of time to think about it.
Believe it or not, I actually wanted to play Spurs over Palace because I said from minute one to everyone around the seat, I was like, I think if I play Lyrics, I'd rather that than play Shells because I played Lyrics like years ago and we used to have good games and I usually came out on top. So I knew that playing his mind a little bit. So I want to go at Lyrics and hopefully give Matty a big lead. So I actually wanted to play Spurs at the start.
You got your wish and then that first game was great for you, wasn't it?
Yo, it started off a little bit cagey. Yeah. First 20 minutes, he had a chance. I'm thinking, oh no, like maybe I'm not turning up in the big moment. And then after I scored, I controlled the game and it was good from then on. But yeah, the first 20 minutes had me panicking.
Is that just a thing for you though, Tex? Do you think you get in your own head a little bit? Because sometimes we've seen you have these slow starts, but you always come back for the most part.
Obviously, yeah, on previous years, when I used to win tournaments, it's like you don't really think about it. But as you get older, you realize you're like, oh, I want to be that again. So you start overthinking it. So, and that's what I've done recently. But I've managed to keep it together.
How do you control that? Like when you're in the middle of the game and like keeping your emotions in check, because it takes 1 second and you've conceded a goal, and then you can concede another.
When I score, and then all of a sudden they have attack, I just pause the game and I just pause it and make it like as boring as possible for them. And then if they have a chance, it gives me a chance to pause it and get like momentum back a little bit. So a bit of a dirty player, but I like to pause the game.
That's a tip for us, you know, for when we're playing like foot champs, to pause the
game.
No,
you're just bad.
No, don't do that. Matty, do you use pauses as well?
Yeah.
We have to use it.
Maybe everyone watching this can take note. I'm going to start pausing it. So when I score a goal and they start attacking, pause it, kill the momentum, right?
Yeah.
Say less. There's your first lesson of the podcast then.
The thing was, Tom Lees knew that was going to happen. And yet he still wasn't prepared for it.
It's hard for Tom. Like, you can't just come into a game 5-0 down and just click straight away. So I feel bad for Tom. I think that's 2 years in a row now where he's been out of the tournament without really having a chance.
But you're close to Tom as well. And he's a good guy. And the first thing he did was say, when I spoke to him, first thing was like, it's Man City's to lose this one straight away.
He was telling me, back room, he's like, yeah, you can't lose this. And he just... But after he's already out of the tournament, I think he's trying to get in my head a little bit. But we was expected to win, and that's why there's a lot of pressure on it. But we did win. So
what about like behind the scenes then? So obviously you might have seen on some of the broadcasts, you might have seen like the players' lounge and stuff. You guys keep yourselves to yourselves, right? And you try and stay away from all of that. Is that to stay in the zone, Matty? You want to just stay with your coaches and just away from everything?
Yeah, I think it's very important. The ambient, you know, is like different. For example, Iago is come to Iprem, so it's important the public and the ambient for us. For example, in this, I think was the one important thing, you know, in the title.
You know what I like about Iprem as well. A lot of all the people at Iprem are sort of friends, and that's why I sort of liked having Matty as a teammate, because he has no friends at Iprem other than me. Like no one talks to him. He's South American Argentinian. They can't talk to him. I kind of learn a little bit of Spanish.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Can you actually speak Spanish? Because earlier when Lirabel asked you said obrigado, which is Portuguese.
Yeah, un, dos, tres, cinco.
My two-year-old
daughter does that. She can count to 10, but she always misses number 6.
Doesn't.
You just missed number 4.
Mystica. You know what that one means?
Is it mystical?
Aura in Spanish.
I know why that was. I saw it off camera. You know why? Because we've got it.
And because the two... Oh, is that why you said it? Because you said it in your pre-match interview in the VT, the video that they showed. You just both went mystica and giggled at each other. It means aura.
Yeah, basically.
Marcus Rashford, still in your team. You rate him so high, you're shaking your head. We'll come to you in a minute because I agree. But it works for you though, right?
Yeah, but he didn't score now.
Why do you like him so much?
No, he's so fast and he was important, but different thing, you know. In the group stage, he scored a lot of goals and now he assists, you know, pass for the fullback.
If you didn't have Rashford in that final, 4-0. 4-0.
Tex, you wouldn't use Rashford, right?
No chance.
Is he your favourite player then? Or do you like using Rashford?
Yeah, maybe, yes. For free kicks, for example, I didn't have free kicks today, but...
Worst thing, he had the captain's armband as well for him.
Yeah, he was wearing the captain. Did you do kit numbers before the game?
So
De Bruyne's got to be number 17 and like various other things. Van Dijk's got to be like number 4 or 5, whatever he is.
Ish, yeah. My attack needs to be 7, 9 and 11. And Van Dijk's number 4. And that's how it goes.
That is pretty wild, you know, kit numbers. tactics.
And Captain Van Dijk as well.
You captain Van Dijk because of the Mystica.
Yeah, Mystica.
That's why.
Should we talk about the finals a little bit more? Did you watch the Brighton semi-final and that performance from Marley? Or were you focused on yourselves?
From the very start of the tournament, I suspected that Brighton would get to the final because I'd be playing Jaden in a load of warm-ups. And I was like, yeah, this guy's sick. So I knew we'd sort of play Brighton. I had a feeling. I think they were the most complete team on the other side of the bracket. So it was sort of expected. So when they went 6-1 up, I was like, oh, that's expected.
Shout out to Brighton, by the way. They were class. I think Brandon Smith said they've gone from the Europa League straight to the Champions League now because they've got the Champions League spot, which is class. Speaking about you guys as well, you've got some... Your season isn't over now as well. How important was that?
Oh, it's so important. This is the most important tournament in the season. Yeah, and now I can come back to World Cup, to Champions League. So I want to win everything.
You know what we need to address? Erling Haaland, the position text played Erling Haaland. Left centre midfield.
I know when I said this in the City boot camp room, Matty and Eddie were looking at me like, Haaland, left forward, how is he going to score these? How is he going to score these headers and stuff? But in warm-ups a week ago, I was so bad. I was going through it in the room. I just couldn't play. He couldn't turn. So I was like, let's go back to very first Pro Open where I just score finesses. And that's why I put Haaland left centre mid, Henry left forward, and I put Henry as the main man. And it's paid off.
Do you think that was because you were triggering the runs into the box for Erling as well? And he was always arriving, he was there. And
like today, he didn't get involved as much as he did in the warm-up games. In the warm-up games, I'm left in the mid, Haaland was dangerous. But today, I was a bit stiff on the sticks. I was a bit nervous. So so Haaland, he weren't what he could have been, but we won.
Is this also because you really like to get creative with your drafts, but you had to play Haaland? Everyone has to play Haaland right now, but you can at least play him in a different way.
No, it's not that. I just...
No crosses.
Haaland left forward, that's not me, but he needs to be in the team for corners. I scored
for
a corner in
the
final.
Play style,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you know.
So he was getting in the team no matter what.
Yeah.
What about stopping Erling Haaland? What did you go with?
Oh, it's impossible. Stop Haaland in corners. Some people take the goalkeeper, try to take the ball, you know, but for me, I take my Haaland.
Haaland versus Haaland,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, Haaland versus against Haaland, and I don't know, it's sometimes I won, but it's impossible.
What I did this tournament, team leader Van Dijk, get out, inform Van Dijk, way worse, aerial plus. Yeah.
Okay.
Team leader Van Dijk doesn't. Yeah. Right? Laurent Blanc, aerial plus. So I said, because in warm-ups in the week, I just conceded, every goal I conceded, header. I was like, I'm not conceding a header no more. And it's worked. Zero goals conceded.
You did say I picked 3 centre-backs with Aerial Plus in an interview with Casey.
Yeah. And,
that was just your thinking, because you know going into it how much the game's changed, right? Even from the group stages, the game has changed so much in terms of the meta, and everybody has to use Erling now.
I think my inbox defending is quite good. Like, I'm quite good at stepping on people. So if I can take away the header, it means someone's actually got to, I don't know, do a good skill move or do something good to score a goal. So I was like, if I can take away these headers and I play well, I should keep it solid at the back.
How hard was it to defend against Brighton today? Like, Banana, you are regarded as one of the best defensive players in this competition. But then again, so is Marley as well.
Yeah, the game changed a lot after of group stage, you know. In group stage, I feel I have the crosses and the people don't know about crosses, you know, because it was after Pro Open. And right now, in practice, I feel like all the people are so good, you know? Player locks, crosses, and I don't know, I feel like terrible in practice, you know? And I change
every time I look over in practice, Matty 5-1 down, I'm thinking, oh no.
I think I did walk past and you were 3-0 down at one point as well. I was like, it's not looking good. And then you've got Sol behind you, he's just like pacing around watching you. He puts a lot of work in as well, right? Shout out to Sol, he's in the back of the podcast trying to stay humble. But he was a nervous man watching you guys.
Every game he's got his headphones on, he's focused. Yeah. And Matty scored extra time. I look over, Sol start up in his seat, just giving it large. I thought, I've not seen that from Saul the whole tournament, but
did the headphones fall off? Because Zach Moore's glasses fell off.
I did see that. I've only seen one clip, but
you know what the best thing is about that moment is they brought in a slow-mo camera for the finals, and so there is slow-mo Zach Moore's glasses going sideways on his face, and then he had to take them off by the end of the match because they just kept coming.
I love that. Oh yeah, but shout out to City, they've obviously they care a lot, and that's what you said before. So going back to that final then, the chances that I'm gonna, I know you're shaking your head already, and I saw clips of you. You missed so many chances.
Can I be cheeky and say, is this Texas' fault? Because actually, he only scored one goal, and he just put so much pressure on you, Bernardo.
Well, he failed a lot of goals, and me too. That's incredible. Maybe you, after first time, maybe you can stay 5-0, the final, or 4-0, and after that, this connection, pause.
I was keeping my eye on the stats, Half time in the second leg over the two legs, 17 shots to zero, and we're 1-0 up, and I'm thinking, no, we're never winning.
That is the worst feeling for any player. But let's talk about when that goal went in. The way the goal went in as well was just a bit...
Top tier.
Yeah, top tier. You can look back and laugh now. How did you feel when that went in?
You know what it was? I think 2 years ago, if it went into extra time, there was a coin toss to see which console play extra time. So we got to the 88th minute. I'm thinking, oh, wait a second. I might have to come back in here. And I was thinking, no. I was going to say, mate, your extra time. Remember, Xbox or PS, I don't want to play.
But then you just didn't want to play.
No, I was too scared.
Should bring that back.
Do you actually say much during each other's pauses?
There was one point I turned around to Zach and Matty's game. I was like, I might come and say this at half time. Yeah, I got to half time. About to lean over. I thought, I'm too scared. I just let him do his thing.
You don't feel the pressure, do you, when Texas next year?
It's like different, you know, the pressure when you play and your teammate play. Obviously you trust in him, but it's different, you know, you don't have the control in the game.
When he won 6-0, I've never been more scared for a game. I just kept the ball. I was like, I'm just going to keep the ball as much as possible. If the opponent scores 4 goals, we win 6-4 still. So I was like, just keep the ball for as long as possible.
But you were more scared going into that after that massive win by him.
Yeah, there's more like doubts that sort of come into your mind.
When you're 6-0 up?
Yeah, like,
I don't know if I believe you, Tex, because you do a thing, you have a tell when you're particularly nervous.
Why?
Yeah, your hoodie goes up and it just goes into your mouth.
Because when it's the final, it's like, okay, your first game, so you got nothing to sort of look back on. It's just you and your game. And then I was 1-0 up, and I thought if I stuck it on a little bit, I might have scored a few more. But after seeing Matty's semi-final performance, I'm thinking, I'm taking my 1-0 here. We're going to get away the tournament. Yeah. So, but I think I could have scored a few more maybe if I was a bit more aggressive. But I thought, I'll take my 1-0.
Sometimes it's quite good, actually, to see how you approach it. And then obviously you get to the final, they score the goal, the rebound goal. You said it was top tier.
Top tier,
we can say that now. How were you feeling in that moment?
In the final?
In the final, yeah.
In the final, I watched the match and I was thinking, no, it's called, he failed a lot chance. And for me, the same, obviously. And I don't know, I was thinking about he scored one goal and it's 1-1.
But they say you make your own luck. And I think we did that in the final. We did deserve to win.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's fair, right?
Yeah, I think that's really fair. But Brighton really give as good as they got. It was a much closer final than we were expecting.
Brighton, in the end, probably should have won because they had the chances, like the 88th minute.
He had 17 chances in the first 10 minutes.
No, but this is the thing. We deserve to win, but they should have won in the last five minutes.
It's final moments, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about second your goalkeeper.
That's what big players do, Matty Bernard.
The goalkeeper. Yeah, that's what you said.
I changed my goalkeeper. In the first match, I played with Van der Sar. But I have the theory. The theory is like when you switch the goalkeeper is better.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's
what, is that every game? Because I'll buy 20 goalkeepers for the weekend league. So you switch your goalkeeper and first game they become better?
Yeah, and after Van der Sar, Sech in the last two matches.
He did get some.
Why didn't you change Cech?
Why didn't you change?
Yeah, I forgot. Really.
Who would you have put in as your third choice?
Schmeichel.
No, it's Van der Sar.
So it's just Van der Sar and Cech, that's it?
Yeah.
Who's your goalkeeper?
Alisson.
Yeah, of course. Alisson's good, actually. Don't let you down, right?
No, that was semi-final. I should have conceded about 4, but you saved everyone.
Did you?
I think 0 goals conceded today. My first game in the group stage conceded 5 goals. So
that's actually mad. So like, team of the year checked the goalkeeper moving at the end. I mean, that was a chance for Brighton right at the end. You guessed the corner and guessed it right. How were you feel? How do you do that quickly? Like,
I don't know. I had lucky. For example, in the last minute, he with Henry, he shoot in the first post, you know, and I take my goalkeeper for the another side and he take the ball the same, you know. So
goalkeeper movement is like the hardest skill ever.
I'm getting flashbacks now and it's actually making me feel quite tense. I'm not going to lie.
When I'm playing the game and I'm moving my goalkeeper, so I'm watching you, especially what you guys both do, when the cross is about to come in and your keeper's already like on the penalty spot.
You're probably using the right stick. Cross is about to come in, double triangle, keeper's out.
penalty. Wait, that moves your keeper?
Yeah, double triangle.
What, when you press double triangle?
Yeah, double triangle.
You're joking.
And your keeper comes out for the cross.
It's more fast.
There is no way that it's nearly April and I've just learned this. Wait, you double tap triangle?
Yeah, it's been in the game for 3 years, buddy.
Really? Oh, goalkeeper movements. Like, I'd love to know whoever's watching this podcast who knew that. So you double tap triangle, you don't use right analog stick?
Well, for keeper movement in the box, right analog stick. But if it's trying to stop a cross, double triangle.
And let's roll things back to the groups and start talking about the beginning of the journey. Bonanno, though, you were the strongest player in the group stage. Did that take you by surprise?
Yeah, I was playing really good in group stage. In practice, for example, in group stage, and right now was terrible, the practice. And I changed the camera.
What camera are you using?
Don't say private. For example, in group stage, I using 20 Telebroadcast 20.0, and I changed for Telebroadcast 10.0. And right now, Telebroadcast normal, default, and after that, 20.0.
So you come back.
So wait. Let me just get this straight. You've changed your goalkeeper during this and you've changed your camera angle.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. It's like a challenge, you
just
know?
Just want something fresh,
motivate,
right?
I need motivate.
Do you keep everything the same, Tex?
Yeah, everything.
Like your team is your team and then that's that?
I have my team since like Tuesday. He still doesn't know his team now.
Probably got another goalkeeper he's going to sub in next.
Who is your best player this E-Prem then, Tex?
This E-Prem? Ogbeni. Ogbeni right back. He was good for me. He stopped Haaland and that's what you can ask for. So for me, Ogbeni in warm-ups, Henry. Henry hit a little bit today, but Ogbeni.
That Henry is unbelievable, isn't he?
Yeah, when he came out, I was a little kid, man. I was like, I might actually start winning some warm-up games now. So hull it, Henry up front.
Because of the pace of Henry as well. The pace of Henry. You talk about fast players like Rashford. Well, Henry's got a lot of pace, hasn't he?
Yeah, Henry today, for me, more or less, I don't want Henry, but my coach, Edu, told me, Henry's good.
You had Henry on the reserves earlier.
No goals today. No goals, no nothing today, Henry. But yeah, what we want, I don't know.
What about Ogbeni?
What's the surprise?
Was that Edu's choice as well, or yours?
Yeah, it was Edu's choice.
So who picks the team then?
I was trying to tell him the whole week.
No, it's like a discussion because I don't know what I need pick, you know? And so I asked for Edu, no, you need change that. And maybe I change. He won't change Rashford, for example, but not me.
So Rashford's always going to be
Yeah. Rashford is the captain.
He wears the captain's armband.
Yeah.
Is he ready to retire from your team
now?
No. Because we got loads of good promos, right? So loads of good promos are coming out. There's loads of new items. There's icons. There's heroes. There's loads of special ones, especially since January.
Like Rashford weren't even in my team before the good promos. So I don't know why he's in his team.
But every Friday when a new promo drops or whenever the promos drop, is that the first thing that you look at, which players I can potentially use for the competition?
When Foot Birthday was announced, I was like, yeah. Like, we need to look what's going on for EPREM. And then you see the hullets and you see the Henrys and you start to get a little bit excited.
What about play styles, though? So we spoke about Aerial Plus. How much do you guys look at play styles?
I look at long ball pass, pinged pass, and finesse shot. They're like my main one. And Aerial Plus. But they're the main ones. He's shaking his head.
For me, finesse shot, I'm terrible in finesse. So I take Henry, finesse shot, De Bruyne, finesse shot, but I didn't score any goal with finesse.
He's had to like, he's not scored a goal all weekend.
Yeah. Power shot.
Power shot, I like it.
Yeah. A really bad power shot.
Power shot with Rathor. But today, no power shot, you know? It's like, I need to take the control, but in practice was good, the power shot. Power shot is important for me, but today, no work.
So who are your power shot players then?
Marcus Rashford, Timo Werner.
Yeah, Werner's really
incredible
good.
Incredible sub. In the second time with Rashford out and Timo Werner in.
I got some power shot, but I don't think I hit a power shot the whole tournament.
Shall we look ahead?
Let's look ahead.
We know there's
going
to be some clashes, I'm sure, before E-Champions League. So maybe the finesse shot is going to go.
No, finesse shot. I prefer no finesse shot. No. Football. Only pass.
Tiki-taka, yeah.
Player lock is important.
You're good at your player lock. It just turns my head that you'll have to teach me.
I can't
do that
either. I can't play a lock.
You'll have to teach me, man. Yeah.
Watch Brighton. They're apparently quite good at it.
I got some crazy thing. I've seen it in the semi-final. They've been doing it to me all warm-ups, that player lock thing. And I've seen it in the semi-final. So there was one time, Jaden had a chance to like score, But instead of trying to score, he gave it to Bruno. And I already knew he was going to do that to do the player lock. So I was like a couple steps ahead and I tackled him and I thought, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, that's very, very smart. Yeah, I like it. Let's look ahead then, shall we?
Yeah, let's look ahead. So Brighton have qualified to eChampions League alongside with yourselves. What are you most excited about for eChampions League, Bernardo?
eChampions League is special for me. I lost the final 2 years ago.
So special.
Yeah, so special. I won the revenge. I won the rematch. So I feel really, really happy for coming back.
I want my rematch too. He beat me ECL 22, 6-0.
You lost 6-0, yeah?
6-0.
But the good time, he can't beat you this time.
6-0, no. But pro open, I win.
Yeah, in Sweden.
So from rivals to teammates, you're happy that you're together. Obviously, you won your first trophy.
Yeah, you know what? Me and Matty, we didn't used to like each other. He beat me ECL 6-0 and he...
He on one practice with me.
What was it like when you knew you were signing together?
No, so he beat me 6-0 ECL and posted a TikTok. I was like... I play him 2 times.
What's it?
I play him 2 times last year in knockouts and the qualifiers. I was like, I'm not losing. I'm just doing kick ups in the corner. So when we had to, knew we were teammates, it was like, oh, this is a bit awkward now. But we're good friends now.
But what did the TikTok say?
I think someone commented, play text. And he said, this is what happens when I play text. And it was 6-0. And I thought, this little... I never forgot it.
All
is forgiven.
Maybe that was the research that Saul and everyone from Man City did. They saw the TikTok. We're like, we've got to bring the band together. What are you going to do with your prize money? And where are you going to put your trophies?
Little nice background for YouTube videos. Two Premier League trophies
now. You've got quite a lot now, yeah.
It's going to look good. But money, I don't know. I'm trying to buy a house. So probably that.
You've definitely earned it, Matty, what you're going to be doing.
No, I don't care the money. I won't win title.
So, congratulations on also qualifying for the FC Pro World Championships. Can't wait to see the two of you become rivals again, and the TikToks are going to be amazing. We should talk, though, about who you're going to face there. We obviously know you're going to see PH Zin, you're going to see Anders, you're going to see a host of, obviously, our FC Pro Top 4. You've got Jafonso from the EMLS, we've got K1 John, we've got Keith Barros. I'm really testing my brain after a very long shift on the show. Abu Maka.
It's the best of the best, anyway.
Yeah, the best of the best. And I'm interested in who you are expecting to be the toughest competition.
Yeah, this competition is so special. It's the most bigger competition in the year. So it's special. It's like a dream for me. I competing for 4 years and it's the dream, you know. And I'm really happy for comeback to competition. I lose 2 years ago in quarter final. My opponent scored in the last minute and after in extra time was so difficult. So I won the revenge too in World Cup.
And who was that who knocked you out?
Umut. The world champion. Yeah. After world champion.
Attacks. Any players on your mind going into that?
Got to get some revenge on Peter Zin, man. He hit me up last year and I'm not happy about it. And then he won Pro Open. So I need to beat him. So he's the main man I want to beat. So.
And of course, like Frankie said, you guys could face off against each other. Any TikToks this time if you win?
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, we're looking forward to it, absolutely.
You work up. I'll
tell you what else we're looking forward to. A brand new item that's just happened today because she played her last game for Barcelona to get her upgrade, Rolfo. Fantasy Rolfo, 93 rated now.
You know what it is? I usually see all these cards on the road to glory because I'm recording a video. I've no time for the road to glory. I've just been looking at Premier League players. I've seen it on Twitter.
You must have done the SBC, no?
I've not gone on my account.
You guys both haven't got it? Well, The people who are watching definitely will have, but Rolfo as an item is unbelievable. And she's getting
her normal card.
She's like Hullet, right?
Yeah.
And so there's so many players like from the women's game that are in FC 24 now.
Patelas, good player.
No.
You don't like Patelas?
No. Patelas.
Hansen.
No. Finesse Shod. I don't use the Finesse Shod.
So who would you choose as from the women's to be in your team if you had to pick one? Who's the best item?
Ham is good. Power shot.
Hansen, Patelas. Can't lose.
People have got Rolfo as well, which is an absolute sin. I've also got Rolfo, which means I can't lose. I'm going to pause the game on my opponent when I'm 1-0 up. Watch the mind games. Learned a lot this podcast.
We've already seen you running around the studio and fist bumping, high-fiving, hugging. But have you got any other plans to celebrate tonight?
I don't know, maybe party today, I don't know. Yeah, it was incredible celebration because it's like incredible match. He have a lot of opportunities in the last minute. For example, he scored in offside in the 86th minute, I think.
Yeah, with that Haaland header,
was
right?
Incredible. People...
That was like that much.
People celebration the goal.
You can hear all them people around.
Yeah, it motivates me a little bit because basically everyone at Ypres wants us to lose. Everyone wants their mates to win, and like we ain't really got any mates at Ypres. So
I'm your mate.
No, but yeah, you want me to win. I want you to do good in life as well.
He's contractually obliged to want you to win.
He said he wants me to do good in life.
But my first quarterfinal, Lyrics had a chance to score, and everyone goes ooh, and I thought, I can't lose.
That motivates you, right? That noise motivates you.
Yeah. So when I see like hear other people cheering for like other people, I'm thinking, it's me now.
You need to teach me player lock, and you need to teach me the tactical pauses. But look, congratulations. Been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. I'm really happy for you. I know how much it means to you and everyone at City. So shout out to Man City. Not biased at all, but I know how much work they put into it. And I love it. Even Saul, look at him. He just looks so happy. But come inside. Let's give a round of applause.
It's hard to recognise him without his headphones on and his knapsack. But this is Saul, everyone. He does something for Manchester City.
There is a hurdle, but you'll be all right.
The gaffer.
Just watch out. Really quick, into Matty's mic.
Yeah.
How much does it mean that these boys
have
all the hard work together?
I think it's really, really special for everyone. I mean, like, I don't think there's been a chance really to say thank you to everyone at City, to Sam, Serena, Edu and Zach, all the work that's gone into supporting the boys. Wouldn't be here without them. To Mitch, Will, Miguel, all the work behind the scenes, and to Chris, Gav and Nuria for all the faces.
It sounds like a manager, doesn't it?
Anyway, aside from all the boring thank yous, it's unreal, yeah.
FG yes. and Casey.
To Faraz and Casey, of course, for all of their support.
Cheerleading on the side. You're losing your voice, so we'll let you go, but shout out to yourself.
Yeah, thank you so much. Oh, sorry, FG. Congratulations,
you want to say
something?
Yeah. Thank you. I hope you guys enjoy it, and we look forward to more, and hopefully welcoming more players on to the Full Chemistry Podcast. Let us know in the comments down below who you want to see.
Yeah.
You want to see creators? You want to see players? You want to see more of Saul? Let us know.
I always
and
want to see
And we will
more of Saul.
Oblige.
Thank you very much for joining us. We will be back next week with a special guest to talk about all things KPN Eredivisie. In the meantime, please do leave your comments below and let us know what you thought of the episode and who you'd like to see on it in the near future. Thank you so much for watching. I have been Frankie Ward. He's been FG. And these two are blooming legends.